Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is going on? It's Mark Owens. Thanks for checking out the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. Hope you're having a great week. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marco6262. Also at CFB929. Going to apologize. Getting over to the last side effects of the flu. I had like 101-degree temperature last week. It broke, and then I felt good for about 2 days. And then it came back, and I went to the doctor yesterday. I thought I had a sinus infection. I don't get allergies. My wife is allergic to freaking everything. I'm not allergic to anything. So I just figured, well, everything's starting to bloom. Probably just allergies. Doctor takes a look at me, sticks a Q-tip pretty much so far up my nose, it was tickling my brain. Comes back and says, nope, it's the flu. So the last residual effects of the flu. But I asked him, I said, do I need to quarantine myself? I said, nah, you're fine. I just don't be making out with anybody. You'll be all right. So sorry, Hugh Douglas. As much as you want to, it ain't going to happen today. But we got news to get to in the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. Basketball news for the University of Georgia. As it was reported yesterday, former Ohio State men's basketball coach Thad Matta, he will be named the new head coach of Georgia's men's basketball. Now, Amata, who coached at Butler and Xavier before Ohio State, all-time record of 439-154, plus has the most wins of any head coach in Ohio State basketball history with a pair of Final Four appearances. Now, we all look at that and we say, well, hell yeah. You go from Mark Fox to Thad Matta, I'll take it. That's a hell of a resume. But there's a new twist. Dog Nation reporting this morning. If you could look back a little bit and you start digging into Thad Matta's contract, Matta was let go by the Buckeyes last June amid health issues, specifically a bad back. He recently interviewed for the Ole Miss basketball job, but soon after, it was reported that he no longer was a candidate. Now, his buyout at Ohio State is worth just over $9 million. So he doesn't have to take a job anywhere. But according to his contract, he is required to mitigate, and I quote, to mitigate Ohio State's obligations by making reasonable and diligent efforts to obtain a comparable employment position as soon as practicable. Basically, if he wants that $9 million buyout, he is contractually obligated to pursue other jobs. If he takes the gig, Ohio State is off the hook for any future payments. So here's the question. Georgia fans, are we being played? $9 million to tease jobs. Now, he doesn't have to take a job coaching men's basketball. He could take a job in broadcasting. He can take a job in the NBA. He could take a job behind the scenes at a school. He just has to look for a job. And as long as he's doing that, he'll continue to get those payments. I don't want to think that we're being played, but here's $9 million. Don't do anything. Now, the other option is, what about Ron Hunter from Georgia State? I like that idea. I like Ron Hunter. I think he's great. He's done. He's been at Georgia State for, what, 7 years, done great things with the program. It's time for him to move on. It's time for him to go to a bigger program. I mean, Georgia's got nothing to lose. He's in state. People know who he is. He's got a lot of energy. People really like him. The kids like him. The players like him. The fans like him. The media, we love him. The guy is a great soundbite machine. He is a motivational machine. What's the worst it could do? Why not take a shot at it? You could probably get him cheap. And then there's the whole Patino. I hated that idea. That was just a horrible idea from the beginning. I'd take Ron Hunter 100 times over, a million times over Rick Pitino. The problem with Rick Pitino is, and I put this on Twitter, he's like dating a girl who's still going through a very ugly divorce, and her lawyers are still calling her 3 to 4 times a day. He's not out of the doghouse yet. And so you bring him and all that baggage into Athens, that's not going to end well. Say what you will about Mark Fox, he didn't leave the program in a mess. He didn't leave the program with NCAA investigations and allegations hanging over the team's head, the program's head. I put that out on Twitter, rumors of Rick Pitino to Athens, at CFB929. You love or hate the idea. Hate it, 53%. Love it, 47%. I was really surprised at how many people actually love the idea, 47%. Some of the responses says, Dev Hayes said on Twitter, 3 scandals at Louisville shouldn't even be on the radar. Gunny Garner said, it's been nice to not have to worry whether these FBI, NCAA stories pop up. That changes with Pitino. I completely agree. There's nothing to love or hate because it's not going to happen. Bruce Pearl got hit with a 3-year show cause for a cookout. Rick Pitino isn't coaching anywhere anytime soon. That's from Rachel Ratch. Anybody who thinks this is a good idea needs to put down the Drano. This is just a bad idea. Hey, speaking of college basketball, Warren Buffett's bracket challenge is back. The billionaire CEO of Berkshire Hathaway is offering $1 million a year for life to any of his employees who can accurately predict all Sweet 16 teams. Warren Buffett is also offering a $100,000 prize to the employee whose bracket stays intact the longest. However, the odds of accurately predicting the Sweet 16 are still less than 1 in a million. $1 million a year for life. Any of his employees who can accurately predict all Sweet 16 teams. Boy, that'll get you boss of the year. So we all have a common bond that we love college football. But what's next on your list of fandom? Like outside of college football, what do you follow the most? And your options were MLB and the Braves, NFL and the Falcons, MLS and Atlanta United, or the bulk answer of golf, NASCAR, college basketball, or other. 47% of you guys said your other favorite sport outside of college football is the Braves. Are the Braves. Is that correct grammar? Are the Braves. Followed by the Falcons, Atlanta United, 6% said other. I had somebody put hockey. Speaking of football, Georgia quarterback Jake Fromm, staying competitive in the offseason, recently competed with Georgia's bass fishing team. I did not even know we... So do we pay them now? Do we need to pay the bass fishing team? Anyway, we have a bass fishing team, and Jake Fromm competed with them in a fishing league worldwide tournament. Fromm and his partner Jordan Rowe finished number 234 out of 273 entries. Not dead last. Fromm didn't catch anything. Kirby shouldn't have to worry about Fromm leaving the football field to go fish. Hey, speaking of, everybody's making a really big deal that Jake Fromm is spending his spring break doing quarterback drills. Like, he's out on the field this week practicing and working out. Everybody's like, what a good kid. Yay, look at him. I read that story. I'm like, I'm not patting you on the back. That you should be doing. Dude, you are the quarterback of the team that went to the national championship. I expect you to be working out on any time off you have. I hate to say it, but you got one job. You know, you have time for spring break after you graduate. I know that sounds dicky of me, but you've got the biggest position on one of the biggest teams in the country right now. Is it okay that I'm fine with you not doing beer bongs at Panama City Beach and getting a tramp stamp tattoo? I'm okay with that. I am happy. I am proud that my quarterback is actually working to get better in his downtime. All right, speaking of drinking, here's a proper way to wrap up this week's 10-minute tailgate tour. USA Today listed the drunkest states in America. Now, 18% of American adults drink an excessive amount of alcohol. And according to the CDC, excessive alcohol consumption includes binge drinking, which is 4 or more drinks in a single occasion for women, 5 or more drinks in a single occasion for men, and heavy drinking, which is 8 drinks per week for women and 15 drinks per week for men. All right, so that's what they consider excessive alcohol consumption. Here's your top 5 drunkest states in America: Illinois, Montana, Alaska, Wisconsin, and North Dakota. What do they all have in common? They're all up north. Tennessee was 50. How is Tennessee only 50? One of the least drunk states in all that moonshine and hillbillies? What? Alabama was 47. Florida was ranked 29th. Georgia, we came in at the 33rd drunkest state in the country. We have 16.8% of adults drinking excessively. And here you go. Now, this part makes sense. Drunkest metro area, Athens, Clark County, Georgia. Cheers to that. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marco6262. At CFB929. I do apologize for my voice and for sniffing all over this 10-minute tailgate tour. I hope you have a great week, good weekend, and most importantly, let's go Dawgs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.